Telebehavioral health would allow mental health professionals to visit with overdose patients in an emergency room from a remote location. Officials are considering this specifically for downstate emergency departments to resolve transportation challenges facing Sussex County. Telehealth psychiatrist Dr. Adrian Urich agrees using telehealth in emergency departments would help to connect patients to mental health professionals immediately at critical moments, but adds other pieces are needed for telehealth to be truly effective.
So intervening immediately upon the point of crisis is wonderful, as long as the patient then has immediate links to other services that are going to help them to start working on their recovery.
Urich says the willingness of overdose patients to engage with mental health professionals is another challenge. Federal law requires the consent of a patient with substance abuse disorder before sharing the patient's data. Morris James attorney and healthcare law expert Andrew Wilson describes telehealth as a coming renaissance, noting it's much less expensive than it used to be.
Those gigantic carts that cost $20,000, thankfully we came over that technology hump really quickly.
For now, officials with the state's Behavioral Health Consortium say optimum patient engagement is with inpatient interviews. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.